You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A Rice Lake man accused of leading law enforcement authorities on a high-speed chase in Ashland County after hitting a woman with a vehicle in 2021 has been sentenced to prison. According to court documents, 25-year-old Cody Stone entered a no-contest plea to charges of felony aggravated battery and misdemeanor operating with a restricted substance. Five other charges were read in but dismissed as part of a plea deal. Authorities say a blood draw taken after the arrest showed Stone was under the influence of methamphetamines and fentanyl. City of Superior officials are highlighting new crime data that shows rates of drug-related crimes are declining. According to Mayor Jim Payne, the Superior Police Department responded to about 10% fewer drug complaints over the last year, and property theft crimes dropped by about 40% compared to the three-year average. He also reported a significant drop in the number of non-fatal overdoses and reported zero fatal overdoses. Local health officials also claimed improved treatment access has contributed to the declining crime rates. The Rice Lake Community Health Foundation is seeking applications for matching grant funds from local health-related nonprofits. The foundation is looking to partner with local health and wellness organizations to improve the health and wellness of area residents. Organization officials say they provided over $340,000 to health-related organizations through matching grant funds last year. Any nonprofit health organization is invited to apply for the matching grant funding, and their formal requests must be submitted by August 15th. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is reminding residents to be aware of scams targeting seniors ahead of World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. The agency is recommending five prevention measures for older residents and their families: to be informed, plan ahead, stop and think, talk to others, and report potential scams. The DATCP website contains up-to-date information on circulating scams targeting older residents. On their part, residents should be wary of unsolicited communication demanding personal or financial information. A government watchdog group has filed a lawsuit in Wisconsin seeking to prevent Elon Musk and others from offering cash payments to voters. The lawsuit, filed by the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, argues that allowing the cash payments creates a risk that the state's elections could be significantly influenced based on funding provided in support of a particular candidate. The state Supreme Court declined to hear a similar case during the April election, which aimed to block Musk from distributing $1 million checks to voters who signed his petition. The Wisconsin Joint Finance Committee voted to increase the bonding authority of the Safe Drinking Water Loan and Clean Water Fund programs last week. The unanimous vote increased the bonding authority of the programs by over $730 million, which officials say could lead to increased funding assistance for wastewater treatment infrastructure projects across the state. Maintaining water quality has become a hotly contested topic over recent years as municipalities across the state struggle with PFAS contamination and general pollution issues. The last of four Webster residents facing felony charges in relation to a December drug bust in Burnett County has been sentenced. 50-year-old Christopher Merrill, 33-year-old Jacqueline Duncan, 42-year-old Lisa Anderson, and 47-year-old Ronald Anderson were all arrested in the drug bust that led to the recovery of methamphetamine, marijuana, and various drug paraphernalia. Merrill and Duncan were sentenced to prison in April, Lisa Anderson was sentenced in May, and on Monday, Ronald Anderson became the final suspect to be sentenced on amended charges. Polk County District Attorney Jeffrey Kemp has released a statement following a social media post regarding an email he sent questioning the legality of federal immigration operations. The email appeared to criticize the way ICE is conducting immigration operations, specifically the lack of hearings and warrants, as well as agents wearing masks. District Attorney Kemp said in his statement that the email was taken out of context to suggest something radical or inappropriate, and it was simply a discussion of legal and ethical questions with other attorneys. Republican state lawmakers are proposing legislation seeking to increase price transparency for hospital costs. The proposed bill would create a new enforcement mechanism to ensure hospitals are complying with federal cost transparency laws. The legislation comes following a press release from the Wisconsin Hospitals Association highlighting a turquoise health analysis finding Wisconsin ranked first in the country for hospital price transparency. The analysis also found that no Wisconsin hospital had been fined for non-compliance with transparency laws. Attorney General Josh Call has announced Wisconsin will join another multi-state lawsuit seeking to block the DNA testing company 23andMe from selling personal genetic data. The lawsuit argues that the highly sensitive genetic information, including biological samples, should not be sold without the consent of consumers who provided the samples. The lawsuit was filed in federal bankruptcy court as another company seeks to buy the struggling 23andMe company. Experts are encouraging consumers to delete their 23andMe accounts before a potential sale. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
It's the Brewers and the Cardinals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a four-game series at home against the Cardinals tonight. The crew losing to the Braves yesterday, 6-2. Rookie pitcher Chad Patrick gave up 5 runs in 5 innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
You know, he's been so great for us. He's a rookie. He's never faced, you know, being in that spot. So maybe that's going to be a good learning experience for him. We still have full confidence. He still got through 5.
NFL Packers minicamp wrapping up. Yesterday, Jordan Love hit former Chiefs and Jets wide receiver Mecole Hardman on a 70-yard touchdown pass. NBA Finals, the Pacers beat the Thunder 116-107 to take a 2-1 lead. Tyrese Halliburton says Brad Weber, his coach from Oshkosh North High, was at the game.
It's important for me at a time like this to talk to people whose opinions I respect. Coach Weber is one of those, you know, being my high school coach. Coach Prohm is in the back there, my college coach. You know, I've had many conversations with those guys. You know, these games can get crazy, and you know, I think what I've learned from those guys as my coaches and Coach Carlisle, you know, is that people follow the leader.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Networks sure know how to milk a goodbye. Former Wheel of Fortune host Pat Sajak retired in 2023 after much pomp and circumstance. Now there is an equal amount of ceremony as he steps down from Celebrity Wheel of Fortune after 5 seasons. Sajak is fine, but his retirement has reached epic ridiculousness with some fans shedding tears. Sajak is affable enough, but he didn't split the atom. It's a game show. And maybe the easiest one ever. The entertainment world has already lost one musical genius this week in Sly Stone, and now another has passed away. Brian Wilson has died at the age of 82. Wilson co-founded the Beach Boys with his brothers Carl and Dennis and cousin Mike Love in Hawthorne, California. The band created such hits as Good Vibrations, When I Grow Up to Be a Man, and God Only Knows. It's supposed to cool off and rain this weekend, so we should probably all fire up Pet Sounds to celebrate summer and sunshine. Rest in peace, Brian Wilson. Summer blockbuster season rolls on this weekend with some great options if you are headed to the theater. The highly anticipated live-action version of How to Train Your Dragon opens this weekend and has a very solid 82% on Rotten Tomatoes when it comes to critics. This is the 4th installment of the franchise, but the previous films have all been animated. Materialists is the latest material from Studio A24. The rom-com stars Pedro Pascal as a New York City matchmaker caught in a love triangle. The film is drawing an 87% on Rotten Tomatoes. Science fiction drama The Life of Chuck opens wide this weekend. The film is reviewing well and based on a short story by Stephen King. And if you're in the mood for a Western, check out The Unholy Trinity. The film stars Samuel Jackson and Pierce Brosnan, but has not been reviewed yet. My assumption would be lots of good gunfights, decent acting, cheesy dialogue, and a pretty bad story, as it has not been made available to critics yet. Let's go to the movies. Many birthdays in one's life are milestones. There is turning 10, which is double digits. 21, you can get into bars legally. And 35, you can be president. For actress Elizabeth Hurley, turning 60 means she gets to post a pic on social media appearing in her literal birthday suit. That's right, naked at 60 and on social media are words that are typically abhorrent at best, but not for 0.00001% of the population, and that is Elizabeth Hurley and probably 3 other people. Hurley has starred in such films as Charlie's Angels, Austin Powers, and of course, Christmas in the Caribbean. This birthday story gets a little weirder when her son commented on the photo saying, "Happy birthday, Mama." So sweet. Again, probably 0.0001% of kids that wouldn't be mortified at a naked picture of a 60-year-old parent on Instagram. And to make things even weirder, and before you think you might have a shot, fellas, she's dating Billy Ray Cyrus, who calls her the love of his life. Who else has an achy breaky heart right now? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sunshine this morning, becoming mostly cloudy with scattered showers by later this afternoon. Our high today, 75. Some rain and thunderstorms tonight and tomorrow. And the rain could be heavy with a 0.5 to 1 inch or more likely by late tomorrow. Cooler tonight, 47. Our high tomorrow, 58. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com. The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.